Hello there from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Namwa Delaney, and here are some of the headlines now in the news. There is a disturbing case at an Illinois cemetery to report. More than 300 bodies at a historic African-American cemetery may have been dug up and dumped in mass graves, leaving the empty plots to be resold. An office manager and three of the site's grave diggers are charged with one count each of dismembering of a human body. Now, at a press briefing today, the Cook County Sheriff said most of the excavations happened in backlots where the plots were older and not as frequently visited. He said the cemetery's current owners aren't believed to be involved. Tonight, family and friends will attend a memorial service for former NFL quarterback Steve McNair. Nashville police have officially ruled that his 20-year-old mistress, Sahel Kazemi, shot McNair four times as he slept and then took her own life. Investigators say Kazemi told friends her life was spinning out of control because of financial problems, and she suspected McNair was seeing someone else. On Capitol Hill today, protesters demanded action in the fight against AIDS, invading the Capitol Rotunda. The activists say Congress and President Obama are not doing enough in the AIDS fight. They're pushing for Congress to lift the federal ban on funding for syringe exchange programs. Capitol Police arrested 26 people and charged them with unlawful assembly. President Obama is tackling world economic issues at today's G8 summit in Italy. Obama and other heads of state are working on hammering out the details of a trade deal. It is supposed to help prevent countries from turning to protectionism with trade and investment. The same policies are what some economists blame for contributing to or prolonging the Great Depression. For the first time in days, protesters are back on the streets of Tehran. New pictures are coming into us, but we cannot verify when this amateur video was shot. Today's demonstrations mark the 10th anniversary of a student uprising in 1999, and the protesters are using the anniversary to resume their demonstrations against the June 12th presidential election results. A pro-government militia is reportedly using force to break up the crowd. We can find out much more on these stories and continuing coverage of the latest news. Just log on to CNN.com, tune in CNN TV, or use your cell phones on the go. Thanks for watching.